Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of The Clearing by Helen Edmondson, directed by Brandon Donaldson. Irish history drama deals with roots of ethnic cleansing. The Gift Theater is populated by several Irish-American members whose sense of tradition allows them to tackle an epic historical Irish drama. The Clearing is a 1993 Helen Edmondson play that was inspired by the ethnic cleansing in Bosnia. With a nice assortment of traditional Irish folk music and a folksy set, the atmosphere when you walk into the Gift Theater denotes definitely an ethnic Irish play. The Clearing is a romantic drama that is a balanced look at the revengeful practices of Oliver Cromwell's English government toward the Irish, and for that matter, toward the English, landowners in Ireland after their defeat in 1653. Many of the English landowners in Ireland, as well as the Irish, fought on the side of the English king against Cromwell, who dethroned the monarchy, replacing it with a theocracy. The Clearing deals with Robert Preston, played by Benjamin Montagu, who stayed neutral in the war. Preston indirectly aided the Cromwell forces in an attempt to survive. His strong-willed Irish wife, Madeline, played by Lindsay Schmidt, is an independent soul whose loyalty to her friend Killian, played by Maria Stevens, makes her defy Robert when the Cromwell government orders deportations, relocations, and ethnic cleansing of the Irish Catholics, the English Tories, and all Irish and Englishmen who fought for the dethroned Charles I of England. Robert must decide whether to betray his English and Irish friends in order to keep his lands and his stature with the new English government. As played by Benjamin Montagu, Robert seems like a decent chap, calm and detached, only caring for his beloved Madeline and their new baby. But when his English land-owning friends, Solomon Winters and Suzanne Winters, played by Frederick Stone and Alexandria Maine, get relocated due to their having fought for the king, Robert abandons them. Struman, played by Kenny Milford, is the hateful Cromwell agent who coldly arranges for revenge toward all Irish and those English who sided with the king. Milford was marvelous with his eerie presence, chilling coldness, and precise high British accent. We see all sides of the troubled island from the Irish patriot Pierce, played richly with authentic Irish brogue by John Kelly Connolly. To the two sisters, Madeline, played by Lindsay Schmidt, sporting a thick, sometimes mumbling Irish brogue, and Killian, played by Maria Stevens, who had an intensely passionate, rich accent as the companion to Madeline. The Clearing presents the history of ethnic cleansing in Ireland from the early atrocities of the 1650s from the point of view of the English, who grew to love Ireland and suffered when they lost their lands in Ireland. We see Robert, who may have done what many people have done, throw away their integrity when threatened by oppressive government edicts. The Irish are shown to never give in to oppression as Madeline eventually takes a stand on principle against her husband. The Gift's production flows nicely with expressive clear accents ranging from Irish to low to middle English accents. The ensemble work was outstanding, especially the nuanced, determined work from Lindsay Schmidt, from Benjamin Montagu, and the deliciously evil persona Kenny Milford exuded. The Clearing is a history play that resonates today. It gives hints of the origins of the troubles that have haunted Ireland for centuries. This ensemble acting makes the story quite personal. This show deserves an audience. My rating, recommended. It is at the Gift Theater Company, which is at Lawrence and Milwaukee. The address is 4802 North Milwaukee in Chicago. The tickets range from $20 to $25. This is an equity production. The show runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. The running time is 2 hours and 25 minutes with intermission. It runs through April 30th. For tickets, call 773-283-7071. That's 773-283-7071. This is Tom Williams. I'll be talking to you soon.